The year is 2007. Joe Wallace had just been brought on as the first president and CEO of the Growth Alliance of Greater Evansville. And the Growth Alliance's home, Innovation Point, had just opened.
I mean, it was set up exactly the way that places that are moving forward set things up.
Innovation Point also served as a business incubator, and it had plenty of occupants. At the time, Wallace told Maureen Hayden of Evansville Business that the city finally seemed to have a critical mass of innovative people. They were the foundation of human capital on which Innovation Point would build, he said. Culturally, the city needed to look upon failure as a learning process and not something to be ridiculed or punished. Wallace left for California in 2009, but Innovation Point remained on the walkway.
I like to think about Innovation Point as being an innovation community center.
Local entrepreneur Drew Perrinen says incubators have fallen out of favor in the business community.
In most incubators, you end up with a fairly stale set of companies that may or may not be advancing to any great degree, but are just comfortable enough to stay there.
The Growth Alliance didn't want to be that place. So in 2014, they unveiled Innovation Point's co-working floor, in which entrepreneurs from grant writers to software company founders work in the same space.
And so that has brought in a much different environment. And why incubators fail and why co-working spaces work is because co-working is focused on the creation of community. And again, that gets into trust and collaboration.
It's that trust and collaboration that a lot of people say has grown in Evansville. Take Hadi Youssef, for example. He is a graduate from Signature School and Indiana University who found himself with an innovative idea. Make it easier for people to access earnings calls when they're researching investments. Now he operates Borsa Finance from the co-working space and is bringing together Evansville's innovative founders.
What I have done, especially in my time in Evansville after school, was just going to any and every networking event, entrepreneur event, tech event, or meetup, or whatever you want to call it.
And there are actually a lot of those. The first he attended was the weekly Common Grounds, and now Youssef attends whenever he can make the time. He says the people there are all united under one mission,
which is to bring in all the kind of pieces and parts that are scattered across the city that are all working towards the same thing, which is to make Evansville and the region more a more entrepreneur-friendly place, a more networked place, and a more business-friendly place.
He says he's not sure if Evansville's tight-knit, family-like entrepreneurial ecosystem exists in many other places.
This place benefits the people who have a long-term commitment and who really want to build something authentic and great and something with real values and real just building a company from the heart.
I think one of the things I've learned about this process is that you can't really be successful without surrounding yourself with a support network of people who understand exactly what your challenges are and can help you navigate those challenges.
This is Amy Bullock, a grant writer who shares the co-working space with Youssef. She says one of the things that sets Evansville apart for her is the generosity of the people around her, the support in and out of Innovation Point.
And something that I always say when I'm working with clients is, you know, how can we build unique and unexpected collaborations?
Grantmakers don't want to fund sinking ships, after all.
So I think it's important to really make sure that when you're presenting an idea or presenting a project to a funder, that you're able to show that there's definitely the need, but there's also other supports and assets in place that would allow that funder to sort of jump on board something that's already moving in a positive direction.
And lately, she says, the hyper-collaborative local community has made that job a little easier.
We can really paint a wonderful picture of what's going on here in this community that I think is very enticing for investors who would want to support the things that are happening here.
One of those community investors made a call to Ross Chapman, who was working for a church in Charlotte. Chapman attended high school at Castle, but he had been away from the area for 13 and a half years.
And, you know, my first thought was, I'm in my dream job in my dream city.
And he did not want to come back to Southern Indiana. But he listened to the call.
And so he said, I want to free somebody up that can focus on helping all the good work that's happening in our city be more coordinated, more connected, more aware of each other, and to do a special work with churches and helping them come to a neutral table and talk about what could we do together to solve some of the needs in our city.
Chapman thought and prayed and decided to return. He started his new job by reading and listening, by having 200 meetings with local leaders.
And I broke them into channels of culture. So arts, business, education, government, media, healthcare, social sector, and then church leaders as well.
So today, he's helping all those people come together to work on fixing what had made the community so miserable. And that's part number three, bonding similar people, bridging different groups, and trusting each other. To learn about how to keep this momentum, you can listen to part four of this series.